Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the shrouded depths of the Earth's dwindling cloud forests, whispers ensue, not of folk conversing or children's laughter, but of a language far older, more profound. Listen closely, and you might just discern the sighs of ancient trees, the lament of the Quetzal, and the obscured dialects of indigenous tribes. These are the vanishing vernaculars of nature and humanity, long entwined, now fading into the ashen mists of a future less verdant, less vocal. Once, the cloud forests were oases of biodiversity, cradles of life, where every droplet of fog whispered a different story. Now they stand spectral amidst a world that forgot the subtle art of coexistence, only reminiscent of the lush manuscripts detailed in phantom forests, seeking the ghosts of our green past. A chilling prelude to this narrative, the languages of the cloud forests are not merely in words, but in a catalog of murmurs, songs, and unseen communications shared between the dense foliage and its feathered, furred, and insect companions. As climatic adversities thrust these habitats into disarray, the symbiotic choruses wane, and with them, an irreplaceable lexicon is verging on eternal silence. In the heart of these haunted woodlands, native tribes who have whispered secrets through generations in dialects as intricate as the complex ecosystem they call home, now confront the very real prospect of linguistic extinction. With each elder passing, with every youth lured away by the false promise of modernity or the harsh necessity of survival, a piece of our collective knowledge, as old as the forest itself, dissolves into the mist. The unique biodiversity of these cloud forests is catalogued by the unsung heroes, the local botanists and linguists, preserving what can be as a desperate act of defiance against the encroaching silence. But their work is a requiem in progress, for as species of flora and fauna vanish, so too do the terms to describe them. A duality of loss that compounds the gravity of our environmental catastrophe. Imagine a world where the call of the resplendent Quetzal is but a myth, where the names of plants that cure diseases are forgotten, where the wisdom of centuries dissipates like fog under the morning sun. This is no mere speculation. It is the trajectory of our current path, a path that must be diverted with urgency and determination. The cloud forests speak in a tongue of unshakable interdependence, warning us through their dwindling refrains of the dire repercussions of our actions. Climate aberrations stir the skies, robbing the clouds from their nurturing embrace, and we are left with the stark choice to act and amend our ways, or to witness the silence of a once vibrant vocabulary that defined the very essence of nature's complexity. As the cloud forests wither and their languages dissipate, it stands as a testament, not only to the fragility of the natural world amidst human neglect, but also to the beauty and intricacy that we stand to lose. Let this tale seep deep into your consciousness, and maybe, just maybe, you can be part of the whispers guiding us towards redemption rather than the echoes of regret. We stand at the precipice, peering into the obfuscating mists of the future. The murmurs are there, faint but fervent. It is not yet time for absolute silence. It is a time for action to revive the chorus of the cloud forests before it ends in the lament of the last murmurs in the mist.